Sama Gimel of Bays. Gufa, five lines from the top. Meredith Albalo, Pesinal Mixuvosa, Shiba Dinar Meshabis, Yehuda Mereshiba Tarpa Ikin. Okay, and the Brisa continues. This is unique, by the way, that the phrase Gufa is used to reference back to a Brisa. Much more common that the group is referring back to a statement of an Amara. Tanarabon, and it goes back to a Braisa or a Mishnah, Tanan. I can't say it's never like that, but it's not common. Okay, Rabbi Seidel Chosu Benimnu. The Braisa continues and says that was the original Takana of how they set it up in the Mishnah. They went back and decided. And they made it came to Minyan, and they made a decision, and they counted up the members of the Beis Din. Shiu machrizim ala arba shabbosus zuar chazu, that they would publicly, I guess, shame her.
This is his wife, really.
Okay. He said I don't care how much your ksuba is worth, if you don't back down in your position, you lose the whole ksuba. And then we have the part which we quoted before. All of these situations are not arguments. Like the Mor said before, that doesn't mean while she's. Rashi said before, it doesn't mean while she's when she's in Ida, she can't have Tasha, which means she's refusing for afterwards. It's not this, it's lacking in Pas Pasaloi, like the Mor is going to say.
What do you mean by that?
Bar Yosef Lashmuel, Ida Bas Tashmashi. So this is what we argue that Anita is. Right to have tashmish, so how could she say that she's considered meredith by refusing to have tashmish? A person who's fasting but knows that he has bread available for the end of the fast has a much different fast than a person who doesn't is not aware that he has any bread available for the end of the fast.
So, according to this, there's sort of another layer, which is after 4 weeks she gets nothing.
Yeah. So, in other words, we don't do the process of dropping the ksuba week by week. We give her a period of time to retract from her position, and that, if that, he has the right to divorce, so he doesn't have to pay ksuba.
So after 2 weeks, she would.
If she would retract, she'll get her full ksuba. Okay.
If he told just one or two people, wouldn't that have been enough? He had to go out in public. Seems such a private thing.
Okay. He doesn't have to do it, he doesn't want. Okay. I remember Chama Emir Chizal, but they see it's what the Midrash is. Amarab, they can have a Tony, Arba Shabbos, Zu, Achazu, Shmamino. So it's done in a place where there's a gathering on Shabbos. Okay. I remember Chama Pamim. Hamayim Sholchim Lo Mi Beis Din. They send her a message twice. Achas Kedem Achrosa, Achas Lachar Achrosa. So we warn her this is going to take place, and then we repeat the message after it's taken place, with the message is time to sink in. Darish from Nachum Baruch Chista Halacha Krab Beseinu. This is how we pass it. Okay. Amar Rava, Hai Burcha, this thing is wrong. It's a mistake. Amalei Rav Nachman Yitzchak, my bruchah say. So what exactly do you think is the element which is a mistake? Okay. I'm the one who quoted it. Exactly what do you think that it was wrong that we said this is the halacha? We have Rav Nachman Bar Chista saying that's halacha. Rav is saying that he doesn't like it. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, where exactly do you find the fault? I quoted, Mishmei the Gabra Rabba Amisa Nahalei. I found that this is I have the sorry this is the position of Rebbe Rebbe Chanina. Okay, fine. It says the Gemara of Iyu command sovereign. So what does Rava hold like? Who does he hold like? He holds Itmar. We have a statement that Rava Abba Rebbe Sheshes that halacha is nimlachim ba. That instead of doing this process of publicly decrying her position, we discuss it with her.
Okay.
Rehuna bar Yehuda Amar Rav Sheshes that halacha einim lachim bo. That he says the halacha is so. Rava says that the name of Sheshes the halacha is nimlochim bo, and Rehuna bar Yehuda says the name of Sheshes the halacha is not nimlochim bo, but we do this process. And so Rava has two different. The Rava version is that this is not what we do. So that's Rava was saying haburcha. This that you're saying halacha is like Rabbi Senu is that they were chasu nimnu. That's not true. Okay.
Yeah, the different gersos here about whether or not to read the ain. Yes.
Uh-huh. Interesting. Okay. Okay. Hechidam and Meredes. What's the status of a woman who's called a Meredes?
Who said?
The Rabbi says that we don't pass like the Rabbi said. No, all we do is nimlochim bo. The Rabbi said. I'm not sure what you're asking. See, where are you? Okay.
We have not gotten yet
the kasha. Right. Even though
that it's her,
that can't be. What about Ramechama?
That excludes her. So what must be
the maaser d-day? I understand your question. Rav Nachman Chista said, "Halacha k'Rabbi Seinu." Bar Rav Chista said, "Halacha k'Rabbi Seinu." Rabbi said, "That's a burcha. That's wrong." So Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, "Why is it wrong? I'm the one who brought it over, and I said that this is that Rav Yosef Rav Chanina said it's this price is correct." And it's proper that the Rav Chista can say is like that. So Rav says no. There's a different that Rav himself hold. So what does Rav hold? You have Rav Chista saying that this price is valid. You have Rav Chista accepting the price. So like what's wrong? Rav says no. That Rav Chista said the halacha is nimachim, but we don't do this. Okay. So what is the meredes that we're referring to that we have all of these halachas? Amr meimer da amra beino le umetzarno le. I have nothing against the mice of Tashmish. It's something that, but I want to be Mitzayer. I want to be Mitzayer him, the husband. If he says that she just finds the whole process of being with her husband Mias, so then that we, that's not the halach over here that we're not kai for her. That's what the Mamre says. Under those circumstances, we don't force her. Okay. That's when we have the din of the Mishnah, or the Rebbe Seinu's Shita is when she says she knows there's nothing wrong with the Maisa per se, just she wants to be Mitzar her husband. She says she finds it difficult being with him, whatever reasons, then that's not fair to her to me, but may force her to do it. Mr. Trummer, Kafina in law. So Mr. said no, that you know we can't have it, that argument is also not acceptable. Have Ubda, the Moor says there was a story of Achvar of Marzucha explained to her that even under the circumstances she should be with the husband. Benavik Midei Rebbe Chanina Misura. So Rebbe Chanina Misura came out of that. The Moor says, Balohi, no, that's how the story is presented, but that's not exactly the story. Okay. That even if that story was true, that was a unique case. We don't use that as a proof that that's the proper thing to do. A Mamer is correct. So the woman says, Moisulai, we're not careful. If she says Mosulai, he has a right to say he doesn't want to be with her. He has a right to say he doesn't want to stay married to her. But that the if the goal of the Bezdin is to force her to submit to him, so that's not a goal. She says Mosulai, but he has a right to say, I don't want to be with her, he can divorce her. And then the B'chalik is Rashi and Tosfos whether he has to pay Ksuba or not. Kasal Rav Zvid Imrido. So Rav Zvid's daughter-in-law was married, and Rashi learns that she said Mosulai. So have a tvisa chad shira. So the husband had one piece of clothing. She brought in a piece of clothing, a silk clothing, shira. Okay. So Yosef Amemer, Umar Zutra Ravashi, Yosef Rav Gamda Gabayu, Yosef Vakamri. So the three of them, Amemer, Umar Zutra, and Ravashi, were saying the following. Vakamri, Amorda, he received a blow, he said, Hal Kayaman. So a woman has a right to take back when she brings in to the marriage Nixim Sarin Barzil, she brings in clothing. So if the item is still intact, she has a right to retrieve it at the time of when she gets divorced. But since she's a mordor, she loses the right to the blow Ser Kayaman. So even though the item, the garment is still kayim, the husband has the right to keep it. Okay, so that's what they argue. Amar Rav Gamda Mishmei the Rav Zvid. So this is Rav Zvid's. Was the person involved over here? Gavra Rabba Macha Nefisule. Because you're dealing with Rav Zvid's son, right? So you feel inclined to give preference to Rav Zvid. He's, as it were, he was being machted to you. V'homer Rav Kana, Rav Kana says, "Mi boy boy Rava, will it push it?" So this halacha, whether you lose blows, is Rava raised the question and never came to a decision. So why are you saying for sure that's halacha, that they get to keep it? Rav Gamda said the name of Rav Zvi, who was the Baal Dover, I'm afraid that you're giving preference to me because of my Gavur Rab. So I don't want that. Ikad Amri, Yasuk Amri, Marda, Lo Yivsita Blo Seka Yaman. The second version of the story is that they paskins that she gets to take the blows back. Up in the Rav Gamda, because of his chashibas, he will not fight you and give deference to you. Do you have a right to paskin against him? It's not so simple. So why are you assuming that he automatically that the son would? Rav Zvid would automatically lose it. So therefore, the Morris says, "Hashta d'litmer loy hachi v'loy hachi." So we don't have a clear decision one way or the other. Therefore, tafsalam avkinamino lo tafsalu yavin lo. So if she took the items, we can't take them back and give it back to the husband. If she didn't grab them, the husband cannot be forced by Bezin to give it to her. Okay. We keep her for 12 months. We try and hold on to the marriage for 12 months. Maybe during that time, she will agree to retract her position. But during that time of the year, that 1 year, lest the mezonim be baal, but the husband is not mechuyav to support her under those circumstances. Okay. So Rashi, Samach Gimel Beis, second line. Chazru nimnu. Shlo Yishua saw livches maat maat. We don't hold on to her, dropping a little bit each week. But rather, we do it much more quickly. She doesn't lose anything during that time, but then at the end of 4 weeks, she loses the whole ksuba. Okay. She says the proper place to do this is in a place where people would gather. So those are the days that people would be in the basic knesses. Burcha is Darbashan Hagan, it's not proper. Viu command Sabr. Rabba Dharma Burcha, he commands Sabr. Rabba holds it is a burcha. What is he doing? What does he hold? He holds like Rashashus. Then in Lachim Ba Mashin is Gitta. We hold on to the get. We don't proceed immediately to divorce. Nazirin Allah, she talks about we try and converse with her that she should retract. And while we're doing that, we do apply the halakha of the Mishnah of dropping each week a certain amount of money from the ksuba. Hechidam read is the kaifa that I saw the mashing get up the person ksubasa. So we're kaifa for her through the process of holding on to the get, and we drop the ksuba slowly. There being a lay, sheyesh l'chayfa ayyadei pechisa ksubasa. So that there we feel that there's a possibility of that the dropping the ksuba will be effective. Avamra moyzalai. I don't want him or the ksuba. So we don't make her stay unless you look at to be a tzibla ksuba. So Rashi holds it's fine. If that's the situation. It's time to move on. Give her a get. She doesn't. But she was the one who pushed the get, so she doesn't get a ksuba. The Tosef grapples with: do we force him to divorce her? Right. There's. If he's agreeable, fine. The question here with Rashi then was: do we force her to stay? He said, "Listen, let's see if we can work this out."
We do it the other way around. We encourage. We would encourage. I mean, it's what kind of marriage is it going to be? He's going to stay. She wants out.
No, the first case was a case of Mitzrayim or late. She says, I want to Mitzrayim him. So, yeah. Want to Mitzrayim him, and there's anger. So, we should work it out.
Right.
She says, Mois a lie. She finds the whole situation, Poshet, she finds Mois. So, it's time to move on.
Yeah.
But it's not that we force him to divorce her. It's we don't force her to stay. Right? If he doesn't want to divorce her, so that's the next question. Is there a lack of kfiyah on his part that we force him to divorce her?
So he's torturing her now. I mean, they're not together.
He says he wants to try and work it out. Right. So Tosis brings one sheet that holds a kaif on the Salahitzi. Tosis says, brings the Ben Otam, that we're afraid that Sheminos Nebeacher, that she's using this whole argument as a hechatimsa to get out of the marriage because she wants to marry somebody else. Not because she's really Moselai, she just, we don't trust the whole thing. So we're not going to let her play to our sympathies and then, you know, run away with somebody else. Okay. Kal Sadr of Zvid Imrida. Tosha's Abel Omra, the first two lines, so you'll look at it. Kal Sadr of Zvid Imrida, Vamra Moselai. So Rashi learned that she said, oh, Moselai. So they went to divorce. So she had brought in this silk garment, this coat, and they brought it in with the ksuba. Means they did a shuman the ksuba of the value. So they said he's seen a blow sakayamin. Even things that she brought in as part of the Nidunya, and they did a Shuma in the Ksuba for the value, so she has the right to retrieve it back. Well, she loses the Ksuba. So Vadayana blows, so even though the blows are Kiyamin, even though the item is still there, it's worn out a little bit, it's been worn, it's called blows in that sense. Even though it's still there, Tapsin or some, he's not Mukhib to pay it back. So Rav Gamla said, "Mi boy, imibsidik loyosel imla." Rabbi was not sure because Rav Zvid is a gabur rabba. You're trying to be nice to him. Version one. Rav Shmuel Rav Zvid gabur rabba who below yarer al divareinu machlas al mesenusay because of his greatness, he will just back off. Mafkisu din al chavosa. We have a right to therefore passing against him. The Mor says that the psak is that if she's typhus, she gets to keep it. If she's not typhus, they don't give it to her. Then we said, but we hold on to this situation. Maybe she'll retract. Trace the Yarchishato for 12 months, Mesuloy, and that's it. Well, it's definitely not accepting that the day of four Shavuos is correct. Right.
So this is just the length of time we would go in the time. And get the mind armor that said before that we'd go minus.
Go negative. Well, we don't know how much the ksuba is. whether you go minus or not is a different machloikus. There is, the ksuba is, let's say, 200 zoos. So you get to that number much earlier. The question is, do we put on credit a chayv? But he's saying, even if we don't put a credit on a chayv, we still wait 12 months to see if we can work it out.
Okay.
Okay, Omar Rav Tumi Bar Kisna, Omar Shmuel. Kaisen Igeris Merit Ala Rusa. A woman who's in a Rusa who's refusing to proceed to Nisuan. So we give her the status of a Meritus, which means we Kaisen Igeris Merit means we document this, and that's her position, and therefore the husband has a right to eventually divorce her without a ksuba. So, but in case of Igeris Merit, Al Shemeres Yavam. But in case of a Yavam and a Yavama, so there's no din of Igeris Merit, the fact that she's not proceeding to Yibam. So the Morse may say, we said, Achaz Eir Rusav, Venusu, Afilu Chal, Afilu Shemeres Yavam. Okay, so the Brisa says that there is a din of Merida by Shemeres Yavam. So what are you saying? There's no din of Merida by Shemeres Yavam. So Morris says, look, Asha, Kansha Tava who, Kansha Tava he. The case, if he's asking and she's refusing, so that's the din of Merida's. What we're discussing right now is a case where she's Tavea and he's refusing, which we have in the Mishnah, there's a din of Merid by him, so there's no din of a Geris Merid by case of if he doesn't want to proceed the Yibam. Okay. Damar Rav Tachlifa Bar Avimi Amr Shmuel. Tavahu, Niskakonloi, if he's Tavea that he wants to proceed the Yibam, so Bezin has to respond to that. Tabahi, but if she's pushing the Yibum, Tainis Kakala Bezdin will not get involved, will respond to that, to write, like we have the Mishnah that they increase the Ksuva, that wouldn't apply to Shkesa Shemer Siyofa. So the verse is, when Maya came to Lohod the Shmuel, Mishatavah, he. Now that you're saying that Shmuel is discussing a case where she's requesting that to proceed, and he's refusing. So, I mean, the case of Arusa is also the same case. So then the language is wrong. So, hi, Kirsten, Geras Merit, ala Arusa, le Arusa mi boil. You're not writing a Geras Merit about the Arusa, you're writing a Geras Merit for the Arusa about the husband, about the Oris. So okay, that you know we can deal with that. Tani Lerusa, you're right. Well, the correct version of Shmuel is Lerusa. So Brother Markasha, Maishno Shmeres Yavam Deloy, that we don't respond to her request because the Minan law. We tell her Zeal Loy Mifkadatar. You don't have a chiyuv to have yibum. You don't have a chiyuv to peruvu. So we can't. You have no power to force him to proceed. So Rusanami name Lazil Lo Mifkadet. So we should tell the Rusa the same thing. You're not Mukhim Peruvu. So why does she have a right to create a bit of a merit on the husband? So the more has to be a case. She's coming with an argument. What's her argument? So what do we have to say the case was? A woman saying that, you know, I forget about the mitzvah peruvu, but I'd like to have children. I have somebody who'll be there to support me in my old age and to bury me when I die. So if that's the argument, how can I mishmeres yavam? She has a taina. Why shouldn't it be valid over there also? She says, it's very nice. He's keeping me in the state of being a shemeres yavam. So I can't go marry somebody else. And he's never going to marry me. What's going to be? So I won't have anybody there to take care of me. And that's the same argument. So how can you learn up Shmuel's talking about a case of she's being Tavea, and by Arus it's a valid taina, and by shemeres yavam it's not a valid taina? Versus, oh, you're right. Edibidi shetavahu. Both cases are a case where he's pressing forward and she's refusing. Okay? So if so, then we have a problem. Because Shmuel said, but Shemeres Yavam, we're not questioning Geris Merit. We we had before that we are. Where it says, Kan Lachlois, the Kan Liyab. Okay. Dabar of Pradas, Omer of Yechon, Tabar Lachlois, Niskakin, Tabar Liyabim, Ain Niskakin. Okay. So, she, due to the fact that she felt the mitzvah of Yibum, but above and on the mitzvah part, she never made any commitment to this man. So we don't force her to proceed to Yibum. But we do have a right to force her to proceed to Chalitza, so he shouldn't say he wants to get the process done and move on. So the more Mashna Liyabim Deloy, that we're not Nizkuk against her for the din of giving her a din of Meredes. The Rina Lay Zil Menosiv Itzachriti. So go marry somebody else. So she doesn't want to move. Rusa, she agreed to you. So you have a time. She never agreed to you. So fine. You want a wife? Good. So go get some, marry somebody else. So Lachlitz Nami. Namely Zil Menosiv Itzachriti. So she refuses to accept Chalitza. So what's Nafkin to do? Go marry somebody else. What's the Nafkin to the man? So why over there are we Niskuk to create write a Geras merit against the woman? Ella, what are you forced to say? The Omar, the man says, Kiman da Gida bi loika yoibi li achriti. All the women are not going to marry me. That, we have this woman who's still connected to him. She didn't do chalitza. Another woman's not going to marry this man because he has a woman stuck to him. He has a woman who needs either Yimur Chalitza, she's refusing to do so. Okay. So Moore says if that's true, So how can I mean keep the gina be like a yoyvili eat a kriti? The same way in the case of awaiting yibum and the woman's refusing, he says, I can't take her, I can't get somebody else. So, okay, so it's also, he says, I can't get rid of her, and I can't take somebody else. So why wouldn't you be considered Garris Meredith if she's refusing chalitza? Ella either be either shetaber liyabim, v'lo kasha, kan kemishna mishana, kan kemishna achorina. Itnan mitzvah yibum kedemus a mitzvah chalitza. Really, the Torah prefers you should do yibum over chalitza. So the Mishnah continues and says, "Brishana shayim iskavin l'shum mitzvah." When was that true? And the older people, older generations, when they would do Yibum, L'shem Mitzvah, so then we say we give preference to the mitzvah of Yibum. So under those circumstances, the man is being tevered through the Yibum, and she's refusing, we're cursing the Geras Merit. But actually, L'shem is Kavim L'shem Mitzvah. Our mitzvah Chalitza, Kedem is a mitzvah Yibum. Nowadays, they don't do the mitzvah, the Yibum, L'shem Mitzvah. And Abba Shaul said, if a person does have other intents, it's like he's taking his brother's wife, not for the mitzvah purpose. It's considered an aveiru. So he's to bear for yibum. So we're not nisqik to write a geris merit, because we're not going to pressure her into doing something which we don't think is proper to do. So we don't write a geris merit against his desire to go ahead and do yibum. Okay. So Rashi. The case was in the case where he's being Teveya and she's refusing. Then you write a Geras Merid. Tovahi, but if she's requesting that they move on, and he's refusing, Ainis talking law, Litavla Igeris Merid, the Hoysibal Ksuba. So we don't document this and then start adding on to his, the Chiyav Ksuba. come on, Maasik Perusha, but also the more as it goes through the steps, it comes out. That normally we don't write that because she doesn't have a chiyuv to get married. The yibum. Samora says. So the Mordechai says the Arusa Miborla, you should say we write in a Geras merit for the Arusa against the man, because in Geras al Abal, not on her. So we will change the gears. Mordechai says, why don't we argue? Lo mikadat the preivri, she's not chayim preivri. So what's for to be is she wants to have the suin. She says, kuchul yad, the roitz ani she yili ben, she asks be yad misik nusi. I want to have somebody who will support me when I get old. B'shanolov. We have mercy, Yikbereini. When I die, somebody will bury me. She has a right that I want to have a child. Kutra is a stick. The other is for her hand. Chagadja, yeah. Vasa Kutra. So more so the same argument we gave in the case of Yibum. So more so there is a Tabalaklitz, me Aina Roitza, Elis Yam. She says he wants to Yibum. He says he wants to Chalitza. He's Kakim Loyalitza be Geras Merit Alev. So we it's considered Geras Merit. So more says so nowadays, once upon a time where Yibum was the preferred mitzvah, so there's no Geras Merit in that situation. But now he's asking for Yibum. And she's saying she doesn't want. So once upon a time, that was the mitzvah, we'd write a Geras Merit, but now not. So okay, so now he's asking for Yibum, and then she's saying no, so we don't write a Geras Merit. So what's supposed to happen? He says, listen, go marry somebody else, leave this woman alone.